Welcome back to Western Standard Time, and it is your typical Sunday. You have a little too much or excessive drool on your pillow, you are slightly sweating, and you can't seem to get up to actually head to the bathroom.
You take a look at your phone, you have 15 missed calls, 45 text messages, you don't know if it's work-related or if your buddy Garvey is in jail.
Your typical Sunday starts off, one thing you should do, this is me, to get rid of the Sunday, we'll call them scaries, most people do, is do not fall in the trap of immediately getting up and having a Bloody Mary. You don't want the Monday scaries. Try to eat something good, healthy.
Okay.
You want to flip a 180 as quickly as possible.
I had a friend in New York said, don't let your Mondays ruin your Sundays.
Yeah.
And then he would have two or three Bloody Marys. Well, let's get into the Sunday scaries. You're anxious and don't want to go to work on Monday because of all the stuff you pushed off on Friday afternoon.
Absolutely. So maybe get a little work done too. Open up the laptop, send a few emails, feel better about yourself. For me, it's eat good. It's delete the text messages that you don't want to see. Literally swipe them off. There's no recollection.
If it's not on your phone, it didn't happen.
And make sure your voicemail is completely full so no one can leave one for you. So we had, coming especially from a late night college football game.
Yeah.
There's really little to no way to get out of the Sunday scaries in an event like that.
No.
The thing you don't want to do is create your own Sunday scaries.
When do your Sunday scaries start creeping up?
After the fourth time I hit snooze.
Mine are delayed. I wake up, I'm usually fine, and then after lunch sometime, it just hits me like a ton of bricks.
That's why I say open up the laptop, get some emails out, feel like you're productive early on in the day. And then you can trail off the Sunday scaries, do some things, catch up on a show, do whatever you need to do to get back in the right frame of mind to actually be a productive human.
What about going to bottomless brunch?
Again, do not do your bottomless brunch as much as you want to. And I would say it's more so, imagine kids. We should have a mother or father on.
Okay.
One of our responsible friends.
Yeah.
And
oh, doing what we did and then having two kids in the house?
Molly and Steve yesterday.
Oh, they have kids?
Yeah, they have
a kid. Did they make it home in the monsoon?
Apparently. Luckily, they had their electric bikes. Standing water. No, but I think for most...
I can't even deal with myself on a Sunday.
Exactly. Imagine a crying baby. Oh, I don't think I can do it. You got to get it all out of you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're able to do Saturdays like you do with a kid.
Well, I get married and have kids. I'm just going to get a hotel room Saturday night.
Where's Kyle? He's away.
He's down at the West End. Who am I kidding? It's La Quinta.
Warm breakfast. No, that's like I said, it's especially during football season, it's difficult to skirt the Sunday scaries. But get up, be productive, eat something good, do some emails, and
phone a friend.
Answer your mom. Yeah, there's other people out there with scaries. Call them.
Yeah.
Text them.
Talk it out. Just good group therapy.
Just don't do what my buddy Matt would do, and that's he'd know every morning that you had the Sunday scaries, and he'd text you, "How you feeling?" That always made me feel worse.
Yeah, that was bad.
I would resent that text.
I was in San Francisco. I get a text from my mom. You on your way? Like, I forgot he's even coming over today.
Sunday scaries. You got anything else?
No, let's wrap it up. WST Podcast, Seattle, Portland, Bakersfield, LA.
Danville.
We are everywhere you want to be on the West Coast. And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.